Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Are you wearing the same shirt as yesterday?
I think you're wearing the exact same shirt.
Two black.
As bulbers. Yesterday.
I have two.
Yeah, I've got two camo shirts.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I actually have three camo shirts.
We'll see. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here and starting your weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, no big deal. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. But honestly, if you don't want to cook out, this is a great weekend because this is the last weekend without any college football. This is the last weekend without any college football. Next week is week zero.
Wow.
There will be college football.
It is.
So, you know, maybe you want to stay home for that. If you want to go out to eat, enjoy a great steak. Doesn't matter where you live in Mississippi, you're a stone's throw away from an outstanding steak dinner. So go out this weekend, enjoy some beef, and celebrate the fact that this is the last weekend of the year where there will be no college football.
That's hitting me right now a little bit.
It makes you feel some kind of way, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the kids say.
Yeah. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you'll... You got a look on your face over there, like, I may need this today. You got a look. You look, you want to challenge...
What's the score?
Let's see here. It's 14 to 11. No to yes.
Okay.
Yes is the good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know.
All right. Making sure. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com, place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State right there. At College Corner, two locations in the Jackson area, ridden by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, we've got it taken care of for you. They've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to be invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers are going to give you a level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right, every offseason we have a couple of things that we got to get through here on Thunder and Lightning. We got all of our opponent previews. We missed one this week. We will double up next week. We'll get South Carolina and Minnesota taken care of. Looking for, I always like meeting new people. So next week with Minnesota, I've never talked to anybody who covers Minnesota
before. I don't know a single person that does.
I was kind of hoping you did, to be honest with you. I thought maybe
no.
You have some Big Ten connections. I'm going to reach out. I bet Sam Sklar knows.
He definitely does.
So we'll reach out there. If not, I'll figure it out. But we got to do that. We got all of our SEC previews to get through. Now it's time. We did the All-22 rankings yesterday. We got through that. And today, the 10th annual, if it's not 10th, you just have to live with it. 10th annual Mississippi State Media Poll. A idea I concocted a decade ago where it was just like I wanted to get the ideas and the thoughts of everybody else on this beat. What do they think about this team? So we've had some good years. We've had some down years. We've certainly had some bad picks. Had some good picks through the years. So let's just jump right in. First off, I want to give a big shout out to myself, to Steve Robertson, to Robbie Falk, who's no longer with us, and Paul Jones, the only four to do them all. We have been here for every one of these media polls, and we've got them all locked in. Appreciate them. Want to thank everybody else who participated as well. Carlo Barone, who, by the way, you got second billing this year.
What, I'm second on the list?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Dad, then Barone.
Yeah. Super Talk first.
Yeah, we put Thunder and Lightning
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colin Dams from 1-3. Rivers Huey from, what's going on here? Rivers Huey from ESPN 104.5 down in Baton Rouge. Avery Cameron, Miss Lightning from WCBI Sports. Sam Sklar from the Clarion Ledger. And the new guy on the beat. If you're not following our friend Jake McMahon from the Commercial Dispatch, give him a follow as well. This is for the first question, which is always the first question. It's always, what do I think the final regular season record will be? This is the most of the same answer I think we've ever gotten. So let's just jump right in.
Everyone's saying.
All right, so we've got one, two, three, four, five. We got seven questions. Three of them you should know by heart if you've kept up with the media poll. The first one and the last two have always been the same. Here we go. What will Mississippi State's regular season record be? I will give you the guys who believe a little more in Mississippi State than the rest of us. Robbie Faulk, Paul Jones, and Colin Dams are all 7-5. All three of those guys say both the Bulldogs go 7-5. Everybody else, Haydad, Barone, Robertson, Huey, Cameron, Sklar, McMahon are all 6-6. So nobody's saying 5-7.
You know what that means? Everyone thinks they're getting to a bowl game.
Well, but there's that. But then I should have asked this question. I didn't ask it because I didn't want to go too deep into the weeds of negativity. But like, if you predict 6-6 or worse, does Jeff Lebby stay as the head coach? Now, as we sit here right this second, I don't know the answer to that. I think it would depend on the six wins.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. 7-5, no questions asked. Jeff Lebby's back and everybody's happy. 6-6 is a little different. But again, I don't ever remember this much agreement in the ranks in a prior season. So how many guys do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 10 people. 7 out of 10 say 6-6. The other three are all 7-5. Will Mississippi State have one or more offensive players make first team all SEC? If yes, then who? The no's win here. 6 out of 10 no's. 4 yeses. Myself, Mr. Barone over there, and Paul Jones are yeses. All three of us said Anthony Evans. I think that's a very reasonable decision. I think that's a guy who could be between 80 and 90 catches if things go really well for him. Could be pushing for 1,000 yards. Could be pushing for double-digit touchdowns. Brennan Thompson was second-team All-SEC last year, which is a joke.
Yeah.
When you lead the conference in receiving yards, you should just be first-team. It should just be a rule. The year before that, Kevin Coleman, I believe, was second-team with 75 catches and over 900 yards. I think Evans can challenge those two and get there. Rivers Huey, also a yes. You want to guess who?
Kamario Taylor?
Kamario Taylor.
First team, all SEC.
I can't agree with our girl Rivers on this one. I mean, I just can't see him getting ahead of – you're talking about you're going to have to be ahead of Chambliss, Manning, Stockton.
There's a lot, man.
There's a lot. I like Kamario Taylor. I think he's going to have big numbers this year.
Wow.
First team is – could he be third team? Sure. Sure.
Imagine what – people, he's not going to leave, but imagine people what he would get offered if he was first team as he's
here's the other side of that coin. And I've had this debate with a lot of people in the past. If you have the first team all SEC quarterback, you're doing better than 6-6.
1,000.
If you're going to pick Kamario Taylor first team all SEC, you've got to pick State to go 8-4.
And the difference between receiver and quarterback is
huge.
One quarterback, and then there's three receivers. So you have some wiggle room.
Right.
You don't have any if you're the first team.
If you are the first team quarterback, your team is going to go better. In the entire history of the SEC, I went back to 1980 when the last time I had this debate, and nothing's changed between now and then. Only time a quarterback has been had a losing record, and 6-6, I mean, let's call it what it is one time. The first team All-SEC quarterback has had a losing record. It was Jay Cutler when he was at Vanderbilt.
And Smoking Jay?
He went 5-6, which going at that time at Vanderbilt was like going 10-2 anywhere.
He went 5-6?
Yeah.
Where's the 12th game?
I was right. They didn't start playing the 12th game until 2004. It was 11 before that.
Dude, 2004 was 2 years old, man. That was a bad strike. You should put one of my
guys. The oldest sport of college football, my friend.
Dude, I was 2 years old,
was
man.
Was it 04? Was it 05?
You don't even know the reference.
Well, they did 2 years.
I went on, yes. I did not deserve that.
I want to see something here. That has to be the Alabama. So, 02 and 03, they played 12 games. And then they went back to – did they go back at They played a bowl game. So, okay, so they're there. Oh, so it was 05. Fair? But yes, they used to play 11 games.
What, for a 3-year stretch?
No, my entire childhood.
Okay.
So let's see here. When do they go from 10 to 11? Is there a bowl game in there? Yeah. That's the 60s. 60s, 60s.
I'm 2 years old, Brian.
Here we go. 1970, they started playing 11 games. So from 70 to 2001, they played 11.
Wasn't even alive.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. Like, you should just know your sport here. Know your history, son.
My bad.
All right. So yeah, I getting back to the point though, I would be shocked if Taylor is first. I would be surprised if he's first team All-SEC quarterback. I would be shocked if he's first team All-SEC quarterback and say goes 6-6.
Yeah, that'd
That would
be,
be surprising.
yeah. Oh,
All right.
geez.
Last year, Mississippi State's leading sacker had 2.5 sacks. Not acceptable. I set the bar low. I didn't even ask for a guy to have 7 or 8 sacks. Will Mississippi State have one player with more than 4 sacks this year? 9 out of 10 say yes. Would you like to guess who the negative Nelly is
I
in
think you
this?
told me.
Who is it?
Is it Avery?
It is Miss Lightning.
Yeah.
So I don't know if so. I'll be in, so let's go ahead and go to the next question then. Will Mississippi State finish 10th or better in total defense in the SEC? 8 out of 10 say yes. The two no's are Colin Dams and Sam Sklar. I find it kind of the same thing as before. I find it hard to believe State would be better than 10th if they have no players with more than 4 sacks.
Yeah, I agree.
So last year, this team was 15th in total defense, which is incredible that Arkansas was somehow worse. So we're asking about a 5-spot jump. So let me see. Let me pull up the numbers. There was a point last year where I had almost had these numbers memorized because I looked at them so often to see how bad State was. So a season ago, Mississippi State total defense. Where is it here? Total defense. State was 15th at 409 yards per game. Arkansas was 16th at 425. 10th was South Carolina, 353. So we're talking about State's got to shave basically 50 yards a game off of what they're giving up offensively. I just don't think that's that huge a problem. I think they can do that
I think so
with Zach
too.
Arnett
I agree.
and the talent that they have there.
Yeah.
And here,
Better, they have better coaches, they have better talent this year.
and I want to just want to point something else out here that the tough you're talking about, eight, let's just look at 8 through 11 because 12, 13, 14, Tennessee was okay last year. They were 14th in defense. Then State and Arkansas were terrible. Kentucky was terrible. Florida was terrible. That's 12 through 16. But 8, 9, 10, 11, South Carolina was bad. 8 is Texas A&M, college football playoff. 9 is Ole Miss, college football playoff. 10, 11 is Vanderbilt, 10 and 2. If you're between these numbers,
You're not doing too bad.
if your offense can take care of you, so obviously we've got to look at the offense and see.
Well, Ole Miss had a great offense
Ole Miss
last
had a
year.
great offense. Pavia was
Pavia
great.
let yeah.
A&M was a good balanced
Yeah,
offense.
as well.
So you're not asking them to be. Now, look, there's a huge gap between 8 and 15. It's 100 yards. That's a big jump. But 10th, a jump of 50 yards. Especially when I think about it like this. From a passing perspective, last year, State was 10th in the SEC.
The rushing that killed them.
Rushing destroyed them. They were the worst by a full yard, almost a full yard per game, 186 yards per game.
Oof.
So let's do a little bit of quick math here, right? Arkansas was also terrible, 185. But Florida was 14th at 153, so a difference of 33 yards.
Wow.
If State had been at 153 with 222, 223, 223, and 153, here we go again. Math talk, Mississippi, six, don't say it, six, seven, it'd been 376 a game, which would have had them at 376 a game. They would have been 13th. Still not great, but just being not the absolute
Yeah,
worst run
yeah,
defense.
yeah.
They'll be better against the run this year.
I
I don't think
agree.
there's any doubt in my mind about that. So eight of us say better than 10th, only Colin and Sam. I wonder why. I guess that's something we'll have to, ask them as we see them, but why not better than 10th? So be it. We'll do one more and then we'll do our last two and then we'll go to a break. What is this is kind of a subjective question. What is the most important game on Mississippi State's schedule, in your opinion? You and I kind of had this discussion a week ago, and you
Yeah.
stuck to your guns on this. Obviously, a mixture of responses.
There's a few ways to answer this as
Right.
well.
Two of us picked Minnesota, myself and Steve Robertson. Two people picked Ole Miss, Carlo Barone and Robbie Faulk, of course, no longer with us. Three picks for South Carolina, Paul Jones, Rivers Huey, Jake McMahon. Three picks for Missouri, Colin Dams, Avery Cameron, Sam Sklar. Here's one thing I'll notice. Other than the two people who picked Ole Miss, everybody's picking games that were
In the beginning.
in the beginning of the season. It just highlights again how much we've talked about it so many times, Carla. They have to get off to a good start. They cannot be 2-2. This season falls apart if this team is 2-2.
By October.
Yeah. Like we're going to preview South Carolina, I guess next week now, but like if State beats Minnesota, South Carolina, it's not a free space, but if you lose that game, not everybody's freaking out, right? If you lose to Minnesota and you lose to South Carolina, people are going to be saying, just go ahead and fire him. Just go ahead and be done with it. Rip the Band-Aid off. So I agree with that. I understand why you and Robbie picked Ole Miss. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And look, from a perception standpoint, from a fan standpoint, the Egg Bowl is the most important game on the schedule every year. And whether Ole Miss wants to admit it to not, this is the first year in the history of mankind where it's not for them, right? I understand that this year the LSU game is more important. I get that. But you can't be the best team in the country if you're not the best team in your own state. And Alabama understands that. That's why they dominate the Iron Bowl. It starts there, and then you build out from there. So I get that. And then the other games on the schedule, you have the two other two non-conference games. And then you have the four other SEC games, which you can't be with a straight face say, oh, Texas is the most important game on the schedule.
No.
Alabama's the most important game.
The reason I said Ole Miss, again, it's for the rivalry perspective, but if we're talking strictly most important game where they have to win, I'm going to go with you and Steve where it's Minnesota because
Right.
you have to get off to a good start.
They have to win that game.
They have to play well against a good opponent. They have to beat a Power Four team. You could also say at South Carolina just because they haven't won an SEC game that's not Arkansas and since the dinosaurs were on the earth, but I would say Minnesota, but for the rivalry perspective,
Yeah.
I'm going Ole Miss.
Okay. I that's it's completely fair.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna argue against you on
Like
that
if
one.
their season's going to crap, and let's say Ole Miss is 9-2, then they knock them to 9-3.
It's a
State
great,
feels a lot better
you
about their
feel
season
better. Yeah,
than anything.
but at that point, is Lebby even coaching that game? So
No,
it's
but yeah, that's a good
so
point.
all right, we'll do the last two questions after this break. Let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. As we, I mentioned on earlier in the show, this is the last weekend without college football. Two Brothers is a great place to watch college football. Plenty of big TVs, plenty of cold beer on tap, plenty of great food to eat. So you're talking about a college football Saturday, especially the weekends in town where State's out of town and you're still here if you're still in Starkville. Man, I can't suggest harder to go to Two Brothers and enjoy college football Saturday. But a college football Saturday when State is here, also awesome to go to Two Brothers. Short walk to Davis Wade Stadium before or after the game. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. No, not yet.
I still
You
haven't.
still have it locked in the chamber. I thought
Yeah.
that I felt like this might have been the time. I
Mm-mm.
felt like it was about to happen. All right, that's fine. If you're looking for technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, guess what? Same people, same number. They know you. You know them because you've done business with them in the past. And because they're in Mississippi, fixing your problem sometimes can be the exact same day. Why? Because that's the reputation they've built and that's the service they deliver at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear? Well, guess what? You can find it at Maroon & Co. We, as I said earlier, we're just a few days away from the start of the college football season here in Starkville. You're going to be going to Maroon & Co. I know how it goes, right? Get into town on a Friday night, grab dinner. Saturday, 6 o'clock kickoff at Davis-Wade Stadium. You got all day. Before you get to campus, before you want to tailgate, hey, let's go by Maroon & Co. I need to get a new polo. And someone said, and, you know, you need a new T-shirt. There's that new hat that I was wanting to get. It's all right there for you. So you're going to go. I'm just getting you ready for it. And make sure that you use our promo code, Thunder15. You can save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game here in Starkville, which is getting closer, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Keep bringing it up. Last weekend without college football. That means next week there is college football. Which means what? It means you got to mow the grass before college football comes on. You want to get that done quickly. You need a John Deere mower. A John Deere zero turn. A John Deere compact tractor. However big your yard is, John Deere makes a mower for you. And Scruggs has a mower for you. Great financing available. Great deals available right now. Give their credit department a call. They'll get you taken care of. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know, the name to trust is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're trying to buy or sell land right now, Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely make that purchase along with you. But if you're just trying to manage your own land, your timber, your resources, you just want some expert advice, well, they are experts in their field. They'll be experts in your field if you give them a quick phone call. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved, 601-442-9888, or visit them online, g-hope.com. Before we get back to this real quick, I tweeted about it, put it on the message board. Section 103, the two new polos are now available with the interlocking, the cowbell pattern, the state of Mississippi pattern. I have the state of Mississippi. Carlo got the cowbell one. They're really cool. These are really good fitting polos, you know, for a big guy like me. I'm wearing a 3X. They go up to 4, but the 3X is perfectly comfortable on me. So I suggest you check it out. And here's the best thing. I saw there was a thread about game day polos on the On3 message board. They're talking about this polo is like $125. This polo is $150. Guys, you can get both of these polos. And if you use our promo code, it's going to be less than $150. So you can get two new game day polos. You can also get, you know, they have a good selection. If you're a person that's like, hey, the banner's not that bad, they have a couple of great options there. They have an M over S polo. They have a state script polo. They have a cowbell logo polo. You can get two polos for the price of one. So check it out. Section103.com. Use our promo code TL10. 10% off your order. Check it out. TL10 at section103.com. The official apparel provider of Thunder and Light. All right. Last two questions on this media poll have been the same ever since I started doing it. Question one, what game are you predicting Mississippi State to win that they are most likely to lose? Again, as you can imagine, there is a variety of choices here. For myself and Sam Sklar, the choice was Auburn. I think State will win that game, but that is the one I would say they are the most likely to lose of the games I'm predicting them to win. Carlo Barone went with Steve Robertson. They both said Minnesota. Very reasonable, in my opinion.
So week two game.
So much pressure.
Fourth start.
Yeah. On the road. Completely foreign environment.
You got a brand new team.
One of the nation's elite pass rushers on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So, that one's going to be close.
Yeah. Robbie Faulk went out on his own. Oklahoma.
So that means he has them beating.
Well, he does have them 7-5, so he's got to pick a win out that we're not talking about.
Okay.
So he says Oklahoma. I think that's an interesting pick. If you're going to pick State to beat Oklahoma, they absolutely should be the team that you think could win easiest.
That's an interesting pick, Roger.
Interesting pick. Paul Jones, Rivers Huey, Jake McMahon, Missouri is their pick. So they're picking State to beat the Tigers, but they think that the Tigers could come to Starkville and get that win.
It's not a bad pick either.
Not a bad pick. And then last but certainly not least, Colin Dams and Avery Cameron, Alabama. So Miss Lightning.
So they're picking them to beat Alabama.
I think Miss Lightning's Georgia bias is shining through a little bit on that one.
I've been a tough.
So they're both picking State to beat Alabama.
Yeah.
And that, again, Colin says 7-5. Makes sense that he has an upset in there, right? It's interesting then that with Paul's got 7-5, and he says Missouri. There's got to be an upset that he's not, that he must feel really good about.
Probably Alabama.
Oh man, how could you feel good?
I don't know. Well, he's been covering the team just as
No, you're
you
not.
guys.
Yeah, it's a long time.
He's paid. I don't know. That's a good question. We should ask him.
So, and then at the same time, Avery has State going 6-6, but beating Alabama, which means she's got State getting beat by somebody that
Random.
yeah, that's it. I'd be interested to know who that is. So, just recap: Auburn, me and Sam Sklar; Minnesota, Carlo and Steve Robertson; Oklahoma for Robbie Falk; Missouri, Paul, Rivers, and Jake; and then Alabama for Colin and Avery. And then, what game? The opposite is the question. What game are you predicting Mississippi State to lose? They are most likely to win. South Carolina gets the most votes here. They got four. Me, Robbie, Paul, and Colin all say that we're predicting State to lose to South Carolina, but that is the game they are most likely to win. And I don't see how you can disagree. If you're, and especially in a 6-6 prediction, I mean, you're obviously going to be predicting them to lose to Alabama, LSU, Texas, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, and then one more. The one more has to be that game. It almost has to be. Not for Carlo Barone, though. He says Alabama. And we talked about that last week. You really think State has a chance to win that
I
game?
do.
Okay. Steve Robertson, hey, I can't hate on this one. He says Ole Miss. And you know what? The Egg Bowl is a crazy game. Stranger things have happened
Honestly, yeah.
than State going to Oxford and winning that
That's not
game.
surprising coming from Steve.
There is that too. But you know what? I'm not, you can't hate.
Can't hate. It's not a bad pick at all.
So Rivers says Auburn. So she's got State losing to Auburn, but she thinks they could win that game. That's also the pick for Jake. He says that they are both picking Auburn to beat Mississippi State, but State could win that game. And then last but not least is Avery. She says Missouri. So she's got State losing to Missouri. Boy, a season. What a weird stretch that would be. So, because you're talking about in 2 weeks, you lose to Missouri
And beat
and then
Alabama.
beat Alabama. You go, yeah. It's a little roller coastery happening there.
State fans would take that though.
Oh yeah. Especially if you're telling me
Oh yeah.
if after 5 games you're 4-1 and the win one of the wins is Alabama. Now that being said, and I think sometimes people do these things and they don't think it out all the way. They're 4-1 and they finish 6-6 would be painful.
Ooh, yeah.
Because then you're telling me that you're 4-1, you're going to beat Tennessee Tech, you're only going to win one more game. That would be painful.
Yeah.
But for a moment there, you'd be like,
You'd be lit.
at 4-1, you beat Alabama. You're like, Jeff Lebby's got this program going the right way. Okay, we're back on track. Everything's going to be okay. And then a few weeks later, you're like, crap.
I
You know?
don't
So,
think I'm saying that
yeah, I would definitely not be saying that word. I would
word.
be saying a much stronger word, but I am trying to keep it
PG.
as PG as I possibly can. So that's our media poll for this year. I will, of course, tweet out the graphics so you guys can have a look at it, dissect it. And everything. In case you're wondering, and I know some of you are, I texted Brandon Walker. No answer.
Hollywood.
He's gone to, he's, oh, he's got his own college football show right now. Oh, he's too big time for his old friend Brian. Okay. Okay. That's fine. You know, he's over there rubbing elbows. Yeah, he got on some people the other day about dapping people up. He's over there dapping up Josh Pate and Andy Staples and Tom Fornelli. Can't participate in the media poll? That's fine. It's fine. It's no
He
big deal.
must not care about Mississippi State football,
You
so.
know, I bet if it was an Ole Miss media poll, he'd have done it.
Ooh,
Yeah, that's probably
he'll probably respond to you now.
he knows where to find. I ain't hard to find. I ain't hard to find, Brandon. You know where to find me. Next week's show. Let's look at it. We got to do two opponent previews. We got to catch up. We're going to do a Mississippi State. We'll do a game by game on Mississippi State. That's the last SEC preview to do. Obviously, we'll have stuff going on from camp to catch up on. We're talking to Lebby on Saturday. Are we going to record Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be
All right,
there.
so we'll record right after that. You'll have a special edition Saturday Thunder and Lightning. That'll be fun. We'll talk about whatever Jeff Lebby has got done. We'll talk about that. And yeah. whatever else we can come across. Let's get some lunch Saturday after
Yeah.
after yeah. We'll see if Robbie Falk wants to join us, you know, even though he is no longer with us. Somebody on his message board in 1878, they joined the message board and he's like, "Where have you been?" And he's like, "Well, this guy on the radio said you were no longer with us." I was like, "Yes, it worked." So, all right, guys, have a great weekend. It is your last weekend without college football. When we reconvene, we will be in week zero. College football will be happening. We're also only 2 weeks away from starting the first ever picks contest between me and Carlo Bro.
I'm gonna win.
Well, you better hope you win because I'm gonna put a hurting
Well, I
on
already
you.
won the first competition between us.
All right, so this week's coming to an end. Next week you're gonna be gone, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the week after that, so week one, you'll be here.
Oh yeah. I'm here all football season long. I'm not missing a single week
Okay,
of
so
games.
Thursday night, what do you have going on? Do you have a college, any high school football starting that week? Thursday
Of
night?
week one.
Yeah. Be like week two of high school football.
I know I should be here. Wait, let me look at the
Well,
calendar.
you figure it out because we're going to dinner. Don't you worry about it. I'll cover the tab. I'm gonna rub your nose and crap. This is gonna
This
happen.
is the wing.
Yeah, this is it. All right.
Okay.
So start counting the days. Tick tock.
I'll be ready.
Tick tock.
I'm gonna
That's the opposite of what's gonna happen.
win.
Talk to you guys next week. College football is almost here, guys. Just hold on. For Carlo Brode, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.